Here's NPR's Life in Berlin. This is what it sounds like when a techno producer from Berlin takes on Richard Wagner's Parsifal.
Basically, he invented film music in a way. And these are really simple progressions, chord progressions, that narrate the story. And we took these chord progressions, and together with Moritz von Oswald, who put them, he created a techno soundtrack with them.
Niklas Mockridge from the artist collective Like a Wild Beast's Fur directed Black Mountain, a short experimental film based on Parsifal, Wagner's final opera. He condensed the four-hour piece down to 10 minutes.
The approach was really focusing on the leitmotifs. So this is something that Wagner invented. Leitmotifs are musical themes that narrate topics like love or realization.
Black Mountain's premiere coincides with the lead-up to the Wagner Festspiele in Bayreuth later this month. The title of the short film is a playful acknowledgement of the town's world-famous opera house.
It's situated on top of a green hill. So people in Germany, they say when you go to Bayreuth, you go to the green hill. So we said, okay, so Bayreuth is the green hill, the history and Wagner and 19th century, rah, rah, rah. Green hill, Black Mountain, two worlds, Berlin, Bayreuth, techno classic.
The plot of Parsifal, a fairly complicated one, derives from the legends of the Knights of the Holy Grail. Simplified, it's a story of how the innocence of youth renews a corrupt community through compassion. In Black Mountain, Wagner's characters are portrayed by Berlin cult figures. Co-director Lilia Ruprecht about the casting process.
I mean, everybody's in Berlin right now, so we have kind of thought about who is the modern Kundry or who is the modern Parsifal.
Kundry, the wild woman who eventually finds peace in the third act of the opera, is portrayed by Canadian musician Peaches.
But it's not presented so wild, really, no. I think it's quite the most tame I've ever been presented, so.
Black Mountain lives off its mysterious Berlin characters like Sven Marquardt, doorman of the techno club Berghain, or legendary 60s German supermodel Verushka, known for her cameo in Antonioni's film Blow Up. But to take on Wagner in an urban Berlinesque setting is still a bit intimidating, even for Peaches.
It's just really difficult because of the whole daunting, you know, opera style. And so it's more like a pastiche or just fragments of an opera, you know. But I guess that relates to the future, how we see how our attention span is quite short and how our technology is quite vast.
Galerie Ebensberger, a former crematorium in Wedding, screens Black Mountain until the end of July. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.